listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.
Congratulations. We just gave away a pair of Def Leppard and Journey tickets. Before you can even buy them, our winner was Kimmy.
Kimmy!
No, no. Our winner was Kimmy.
Kimmy!
Kimmy.
It was Kimmy.
Kimmy!
Kimmy.
From Mesa.
Right.
She was traveling this morning to work with her mom, Carmelita. They were listening to KSLX. They proved themselves worthy of calling in and being number seven, and they're going to that show.
A little mother-daughter action right there. I don't mean that in the inappropriate sense. I mean that just hanging out with your mom, which is kind of neat.
I wonder if Kimmy is actually going to take mom to the show. That's for them to figure out.
Yeah, well, you know, far be it from us to tell other people how to live their lives. Speaking of a mother-daughter, how about this? Tom Brady from the New England Patriots, apparently, you know, he's doing this web show, this web-based show. We saw some commercials for it during the AFC Championship game. It's like him and Giselle are doing this thing. It's like a behind-the-scenes look at Tom Brady's life on the internet.
Yeah.
The first episode, I guess, has already premiered. And during the episode, there are some scenes with Tom Brady's family, including his daughter, who I think is five?
Yeah, the daughter in question is 5 years old.
All right.
You know, and, you know, he got very protective because no parent likes hearing somebody else put their kid down.
Some douchebag radio host in Boston decided in the mean spirit of being from that area that it was okay to make fun of Tom Brady's kid. Tom Brady took offense to it and now is basically canceling his appearance on that radio station.
Yeah, the crazy thing is this radio station is a sports station in Boston, and they've had Tom Brady on for the better part of the last 10 years as a weekly guest. And that's a big get, as you say, in the business.
Yeah, that would be like us doing a weekly feature with Larry Fitzgerald. You know what I mean? It's a big deal.
A big name in town. And, you know, Tom Brady's a 5-time Super Bowl winner.
Right.
It's pretty impressive.
And some smart-ass radio host, some guy that's just trying to make a name for himself, decided he was going to make some disparaging comments about Tom Brady's daughter, which we will not repeat here because, let's face it, the fact of the matter is, as far as a personal, a public figure goes, that whatever they do is fair game, but their kids are off limits. That's just not a way you go.
Yeah, he didn't use these words, but basically called the kid a 5-year-old annoying brat.
Yes, but he used a far more crass term to and again, Tom Brady, to his credit, dealt with it very calmly, very coolly, and basically just said, look, I don't want to deal with you people anymore.
He just said, you know, hey, for now, I don't know what our relationship is going to be like moving forward, but I'm going to hang the phone up now and just think about it.
Yeah, no matter what you think of Tom Brady, you know, his family is completely off limits. Now, he, on the other hand, you can just tear into for every reason you want to, you know?
Well, we'll see if the Eagles are able to do that on Sunday.
All right, here we go, because, you know.
Brady, you don't know how I hate you. Hate you so much. You win Super Bowls all too often. I wish we could call you our own.
Mark and Neanderthal.
There is stupidity all around us, everywhere. I mean, it's ubiquitous, which is a big word that I can't spell, but I'll use it on occasion. And when somebody behaves in that manner, we feel obliged to report it. It's our job.
Yep.
It's the Mark and Neanderthal Dumbass of the Day.
Yeah, and you can see it at the Mark and Neanderthal Facebook page and at KSLX.com. is just a regular Sunday morning in Maryville, Tennessee, 10 days ago.
Okay.
As Chad England, a 31-year-old resident of that fine town, was driving down I-81.
Mm-hmm. Did you know it's a fine town?
Maryville, Tennessee?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there?
I'm guessing.
All right.
It's God's country.
All right, then.
Chad's truck was speeding down the road when it went out of control, leaving the road flipping 5 times.
Wow, that's pretty good. Nothing to be impressed with, Rust. 50 yards.
Now, question is, what happened? Did Chad lose control of his truck because of the 2 bottles of Crown Royal in there? One empty, one almost empty?
Possibly.
Did the 6 grams of marijuana in the truck have something to do with Chad losing control?
You know, I've never been able to abide by the metric system, so I don't know that that'd be responsible.
Or the
how much is 6 grams? Is that a lot?
Well, it's not as much as more than a 0.5 gram of cocaine, which was also in the truck.
Oh, okay.
That might add something.
Well, if it's all in the truck, then it couldn't have contributed to the thing because he didn't take it.
Maybe it was was the huffing equipment, the cans, etc., that were in the truck.
Okay, then.
Chad's truck was a rolling vessel of debauchery.
It sounds like it.
But none of these things caused Chad to crash.
Oh, they didn't?
No. After police found Chad wandering near the truck talking gibberish, he settled down enough to tell them what had happened.
Uh-huh.
And that
he
was
let
that
Jesus take the wheel.
Jesus had spoken
no!
to him. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus had spoken to him and told him to close his eyes and let go of the wheel. So probably later in the day, Jesus was like, dude, I am so sorry. I was totally kidding.
Yeah, how do you play? You call the good hands people and go, look, Jesus, I told Jesus to take the wheel. Oh, almost had it. Almost had it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the voice Chad heard was actually coming out of the Crown Royal bottles, but
maybe,
hey.
Yeah.
Chad England.
Jesus.
Maryville, Tennessee. The Mark and Neanderthal Dumbass of the Day.
I think that's a beautiful story you just told.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Well, we just did this for the first time. We're going to do it all week. Rich from Phoenix just got himself a pair of Win 'em Before You Can Buy 'em tickets to see Elton John, along with dinner for two at the Westgate Entertainment District and a one-night hotel stay.
For a first-time winner at anything, you know, that's a great prize.
So you've literally never won a thing in your life until now, Rich?
That's it.
It's been tough up until now.
A meaningless life.
Yes.
A life wasted up until this moment.
Perennial loser Rich has come forward and won. If he can do it, you can certainly do it tomorrow.
Society has no use for Rich whatsoever other than the fact that he won today. After today's win, it's back to obscurity for Rich.
No.
Just a meaningless, useless life.
No. This is the start of a big turnaround for Rich.
You believe in Rich?
Yes, I do.
Rich is a good guy.
He's going to enjoy that show. Now, we appreciate him listening. Thank you for calling, Rich. And you know what? He did it. If he never won anything on the radio before, you can do it tomorrow. We'll do it Thursday. We'll do it Friday. By the way, have you ever seen Elton John?
No,
he's not your
cup
of tea.
Yeah, not my thing. Yeah,
I saw
not
him.
Not my thing.
It was interesting because I saw him in 1988 outside of Baltimore, Columbia, Maryland. They got a place called Merriweather Post Pavilion. It's very much like Ak Chin Pavilion. It's the same kind of deal where there's a covered structure and then an arching lawn that goes behind it.
What are you big timing me?
No, because I went to one concert. Actually, it was one of the worst shows I ever saw because we were way back on the lawn. The lawn starts to dip on the side, so it was like you were looking over the hump of the lawn.
Right, and now he's not exactly Shaq. He's not the tallest guy in the world, and he sits for the show.
And it was before they started doing video screens.
Right, yeah. No,
this was 1988.
Because
so
you're
really,
old.
Yeah, they really didn't do that back then.
Right.
So he couldn't see anything. He had a new album out. He did mostly stuff from the new album. It was kind of one of those
you're selling the hell out of this Elton John tour, I'm telling you right now.
He already knows on this one. He's doing, he's doing all the greatest hits and everything because it's the last time around. So he's going to be doing the people-pleasing stuff. But
right.
I noticed last night that actual place that I saw, they were doing a $55 million renovation on that Merriweather Post Pavilion, and the roof collapsed.
Oh, that's not good.
No, that's not good. It was luckily nobody was hurt. It was during a Supertramp concert, so nobody was there.
Oh, no.
But true story, they were just about to finish the renovation and the roof collapsed. And they got to go back and start again. But they say the concert season will start as normal in the summer.
So the roof of that pavilion is like your hair. It just disappeared.
Ah, jeez.
Mark and Neanderthal.
Funny, I just went down the hallway. We have our building here, there's five stations, and we have this two floors, and there's a bathroom on each floor, right?
It's a communal bathroom is what it is.
Just walk down. And one of the sports guys, I walk in, you walk past kind of the big mirror and the sinks and everything.
Right, yeah.
And then to the urinal and stalls, et cetera.
Yeah, you want to look good for the urinal.
And so one of the sports guys is in, he's standing at the mirror, and he's kind of fixing his hair. I'm like, hey, man, what you doing? And just, making conversation. He goes, oh, I'm just fixing my hair in the mirror, just fixing my do. And I'm just joking around, and I said, not an issue for me. And he goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, dude, it's okay. I know I'm bald.
No, that's not what happened at all. He took one look at you, and he thought, oh, there's a leukemia victim
guy's
obviously battling a serious disease. That's awesome. Boy, nice job.
No, I was like, listen,
you look like Sean McDonough from Monday Night Football. Just really, he just looked like a gremlin.
I hope I look a little better than that. I think I do.
A little.
Thank you very much. That's a great compliment. Nice.
You're welcome. Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
All right.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have a support system.
Coming from the guy who looks like Meatloaf who just got thrown out of a moving vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is that, do you write that yourself or do you have your mom do it for you?
No, I write my stuff.
Okay.
So anyway, I said to the guys, like, it's okay. I know I'm bald. I was the guy shaving my head this morning. It's okay. I realize what's going on.
As a public service, and in order to recognize the cultural diversity for which Arizona is known, Mark and Neanderthal are taking time out for Spanish.
Good morning, it's Mark and Neanderthal. You ready to take time out for Spanish?
Hi, do you already have somebody for the Spanish?
We do, and it's you. Who's on the phone?
Do I have to say?
Well, that wasn't meant to be the tough question.
Okay.
You only have to give your first name. I mean,
yeah.
How many people named whatever your name is?
Jasmine.
Well, Jasmine, I'm glad you could take time off from the main stage to take time out for Spanish with us.
All right, here's what we're going to do, Jasmine.
I'm nervous and shy, that's all.
You're shy.
You're shy and you called for a radio contest.
No, she's breaking out of her comfort zone. No, you're growing. That's good.
Yeah, we're proud of you, Jasmine. You can do this.
All right, we're going to lead you through this and you're going to win, damn it. Here we go. Now, Jasmine, we're going to give you a Spanish language phrase and then we'll give you three English language choices to translate from. It should be pretty simple.
Okay.
Are you ready?
We've got a KSLX swag bag up for grabs.
Thank you.
Here's your Spanish phrase.
Lo que un hombre hace en la intimidad de su trailer es entre él y su cabra.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Do you need to hear it again?
I don't think so.
Oh, you think you know it?
Huh.
I think I do.
All right, excellent. Is that phrase, A, if I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? B, when a man talks dirty to a woman, it's sexual harassment. When a woman talks dirty to a man, it's $2.99 a minute. Or C, what a man does in the privacy of his trailer is between him and his goat. Which one is it?
I'd say it's between... Oh, I'm thinking it's C because I heard trailer in there.
Yes, well played.
Right.
Well played.
Nice
I love your deductive reasoning, Jasmine. Well played. Excellent.
So, Jasmine, was it at all painful or frightening?
A little bit because you guys are intimidating.
Why would you say that?
What do you mean by that?
Because you're aerodynamic.
Yes, well played. Nice job, Jasmine. Thanks for listening to the program.
Yeah, why don't you hang on with us for a minute, and we'll make sure you get your prize, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on. She's adorable.
Totally adorable.
Time out for Spanish. It's time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
That's right. We took some fake news, some alternative facts. We checked out the wind drag coefficient.
There you go.
And here come some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
I have a full confession here. My fake facts suck today, but I'm going to make up for it in Time Out for Spanish. All right?
Is that right?
Yep. My fake facts, they absolutely suck today.
Well, Time Out for Spanish is on the way shortly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a gentleman named Tony Carnevale sends us stuff. We featured one of his yesterday, so let's do another one from him today.
I love the fact that I cop to the fact that my fake fact sucks and you just tapped out and used somebody else's information. I like that.
Well,
I love that.
I've got some also.
Okay, then.
He's a fixer is what he is.
Mm-hmm, I understand.
On numerous occasions, the band Stray Cats were rounded up by animal control because they had no collars.
Right, yeah, well, that'll be a problem.
He's sexy and 17. Wait. We can't sing that anymore.
Nope, that is now verboten. Those haircuts, man. You get a hairball with one of those.
Yep. Promoters were none too happy when they didn't show up for the next show.
Understandable. Yeah. A lot of viruses going around, so in order to protect yourself, Microsoft is recommending you use Google Chrome as your web browser.
Nice. Yeah. All right. That's like somebody working for Pepsi. If they have an upset stomach, they're like, anybody got any Coke?
Yep, get a Coke.
It's considered a violation of their civil rights to put any homosexual or lesbian, no matter how disruptive they're being, in a straitjacket.
Ah, yeah, well. That just seems fair right there. That is, you can't force them to do that.
No, absolutely
not. You never try to force them to do anything, right?
I get that.
The K in Kmart stands for Kmart. In case you were wondering. What's the K stand for? Kmart.
Okay.
Yep, just like the K in K-Cup stands for K-Cup.
K.
K.
talk about this story yesterday with the U.S. Navy surveillance plane over the Black Sea and a Russian plane coming within 5 feet of it. I just have a hard time believing that's possible for any length of time.
But, I would think, yeah.
But Mike from Mesa, Mike, what do you think?
I saw that story, too, the naval aircraft. It is possible to be that far apart. Not safe, but it is possible.
Do you need the skill of somebody like Viper or Jester?
Yeah, you have to be a very skilled pilot. Well, when you ever see the Thunderbirds or Blue Angels fly, they literally come with it almost that far apart, wingtip to wingtip. But that Sutton, Top Gun, where they're almost canopy to canopy,
yeah,
not possible.
Nope, not because of wind drag coefficient would push them apart like two magnets with the same pole.
Nonsense. Tom Cruise could do it.
Either push them apart or crash into them, one or the other.
Well, thank you, Mike. Listen to you.
What?
Wind drag coefficient. What are you talking about?
Aerodynamics, Mark.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Sure I do.
You don't know anything you don't even know what wind drag coefficient is. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's the difference between different objects have different resistance when they're moving through time and space. Like, for example, a plane, it's shaped like a dart. A box truck is shaped like a box. The wind is going to resist the box truck more than it is a plane, a dart. Like, for example, you and I are running a race,
right?
All right? I have a higher wind drag coefficient based upon a full head of hair.
No, you have a higher wind drag coefficient because you're fat.
No, but that's completely, completely minimized by the amount of muscle difference between the two of us.
All right.
You're far more aerodynamic than I am.
Yeah. Wind drag coefficient. I'm sure that when you start talking about wind drag coefficient at a party, I'm sure the chicks just light up. Get all excited about that, don't they?
You know what happens when I start talking about wind drag coefficient?
What?
The humidity increases exponentially.
Is that right?
Yes, the barometric pressure.
That's a fake fact.
Just saying.
All right. So the Pentagon yesterday said that there was a U.S. Navy surveillance plane doing some normal operations over the Black Sea.
You mean surveying?
They were surveying. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, laying down stakes. You know, that
exactly.
Kind of thing.
That's exactly what they're
surveying.
Who's the guy that has to stand there with a little tripod thing? Because I'm guessing in the Black Sea, that's a suck job.
It's difficult to do.
Yeah, I would think so.
On the Black Sea. Absolutely.
Jesus, that's what he's been doing.
Yes.
That's what he does. He picks up a little. That's his part-time job.
His side hustle.
If you will, yeah.
Okay, but they're doing this. They're doing the U.S. surveillance plane, and supposedly a Russian plane comes within 5 feet of that.
Five feet.
Now, they're saying these planes traveled like 5 feet apart for some distance of time.
Please tell me it was an F-14 Tomcat and a Russian MiG.
I don't know exactly what kind it was, but I don't even believe that. How could they be 5 feet apart in midair for any length of time at all? I've never heard of that happening. I've never seen it happen. Well, I don't think it could happen.
This is why the difference between you and me, Mark. I'm an educated man. I watch the History Channel, and I remember seeing a documentary about this very, very event where the Russian plane and the American plane were that close to each other. I don't know if you saw it. There's some surveillance video of it. Again, this is what the surveying planes do out there.
Okay.
There's video of, you know, the canopies are right within each other. I don't know if you saw one pilot gave the other pilot the finger.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Russian pilots, Gusev and Mavrikov.
Mavrikov, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I remember both of them. Mm-hmm. They're very famous Russian pilots.
Yes.
Very
of
famous.
Course, Gusev dies later during the documentary.
Yeah, well, it's horrible.
It's very sad because he's the only one with a wife and child.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I
remember because I remember the phrase. It was during their marriage vows where she said, "Take me to bed or lose me forever." I think those were very tender marriage vows.
You know, sadly, though, there is no Russian translation for "I'll be your wingman anytime."
Sadly, yes. Unfortunately, you know, love is not a universal language.
I have trouble believing 5 feet, though. Surely those planes couldn't have been that close to each other.
Yeah, they were that close to each other, and stop calling me Shirley. Meanwhile, it's time to test your intellect. It's Mark and Neanderthal's middle school time. Good morning, it's Mark and Neanderthal. Who do we have?
Yeah, Stephen Ward.
Hi, Stephen. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
We're excellent. Would you like to enroll in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to give you a series of questions. Get 2 out of 3 correct, and you win, Stephen.
All right.
We're talking about American history. The Battle of Gettysburg was fought in 1863. Stephen, what war was that during?
Civil War.
Thank you for knowing that.
Nice job. Well done.
Which American president's four consecutive election wins led to term limits being instituted? Was that Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, or Haywood Jablomi?
What were the options?
Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, or President Haywood Jablomi?
Roosevelt.
Thank you very much for knowing that also.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's time for term limits again, don't you think, in Congress?
Really, in Congress.
Yeah,
certainly.
I would say so.
You've already won, but here's another question for you. The United States declared war on April 6th of 1917. What war was this during? The Vietnam War, World War II, or World War I?
World War I.
This man knows his American history.
Nice job.
Very nice job.
Well played.
Stephen, a true American, is on the phone with us.
I appreciate that. That's a nice thing to say, actually.
All right. Congratulations, Stephen. Hang on the line. We'll get you all your information.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
You're such a nice guy, Mark.
I'm impressed that he was so...
Flattered?
Flattered that I said that.
Yeah, I know. All right. You know, it's the little things. Every once in a while, you give somebody an attaboy, they go with it.
That's right. No, yeah. That's nice that he knows American history so well, mm-hmm. or at least those parts of it anyway. He remembers dates, et cetera.
Is it me or is President Haywood? Wasn't that Bill Clinton? That's what he used to sign in the hotels as, right?
President Jablomi. Yeah. Yes, yeah. That was a very controversial administration.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. A very ethnic name, too. A lot of people think, well, we don't have we've never had an ethnic president. That's pretty ethnic.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get
pretty
to work.
Sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.